zondig kan ik zijn. For in the days to come, many of you will understand what your worship does to your soul. I think I'm going to go worship. Isto quiero rendir la frabo que sais. Niescura esumatia. Oskesia. When I know that you're coming before me to draw closer to me, it pleases me, saith the Lord, for I seek such to worship me. Kino motesi, doke lo maso echi, vrinko eskeresko isa. As you begin to flow in all that I have, my spirit, even wisdom, you'll notice that it's a closer point between the natural and the spiritual that most walk in. For in my fullness, you can bring my power over to that side and bring that side into my power. Whoa, that's a good one. Hallelujah. Okay, you may be seated. Why don't you put those hands up again, just half-mast. It's fine. I know some things about worship I didn't know before. About the time you think you know something, sometimes you find out you didn't know as much as you thought you did. But I'm free. I don't get beat up for doing this. I'm free. It's a kind of fellowship that you can have with God that would just take a little bit of teaching, even to open up. It's incredible what He'll do. Who He is. So we'll worship You and glorify Your holy name and lift You up. We give You all the praise and all the honor. And all the glory. In Jesus' name. Every path that I've been on in 40 years, May 1st, it'll be 41. But all the paths that I've walked in, knowing what I know now, I can look back and find out that every one of them was dropping me off in a place. And then that one would drop me off in another place. And anointings and callings. And as I answered. But every single one of them was taking a direction into what He is. And once I made it to the place of revelation, see what He is and where I was going, I understood it enough then to be able to change things that didn't correspond with where He wanted to bring me. God is love. He basically doesn't have it. He is. There's no other pool to get it out of. He is. And if, every time I've ever made the devil mad, I was able to whip him real easy. But I don't want to give him any glory. none. But he studied spiritually dead men for 6,000 years. And then we came along, born again. And then he studied born again man with a body and spiritually dead men in correspondence. So he studied you for a long time, you know. Long time. In fact, us coming along in this last century, and probably we're closer than we think. He knew too, before it all came to an end, that we would be the most learned generation that ever was. He said knowledge would increase, and of course that increased in communication. You'd have told Columbus, you can stand here and talk to somebody on the other side of the world, the little thing about that big. He'd say, get behind me, devil. But look what we have now. See? Look what we have now. With the more steps that I take into his love, it seems that the more the fear that I truly am losing. Perfect love casts out all fear. And I'm truly losing it. But I think it just to introduce you to this, then I wouldn't be an ounce afraid, because I'm not. I'm not. He drugged the big gun out. And I don't know how much he used on me, but he used quite a bit. At the worst stage of it, the fight, I was 1 hour from death. Just 1 hour. But it didn't work. I'm back. It did not work. Yes. Zunduri hari koma kalasi kwandeki yamasacha. For I'd gladly remind you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It is right. It is. Well, what made the devil so mad, and what made him come with such a vengeance as our goals, which was the revival that we're having. And we're going to have that we're having. Receiving its past tense. He knows about those kind of revivals. He's seen these things before. The problem with us, we hadn't seen what he'd done about it before, except studying history and things. But nevertheless, at a certain point, at first the devil tried to sing me to death. He sings pretty good, you know. He tried to sing me to death. How many remembers them camp meetings when he was singing me to death? I mean, it was nonstop singing all the time. I went in and asked my wife. I sat down on the bed. She's on the computer. And I said, can you hear music? It's loud. And she said, no. She said, well, what are they playing? And I said, they're playing Let's All Gather at the River, I think. I think it was the one. Let's All Gather at the River. But I don't know. I've tuned it out after a while. There were gospel songs set me up for deception, for an appearance. She says, can you hear him? She says, no. And if I was you, I wouldn't tell anybody. But you know what was their end? When I found out who they were really are. That was the end of that one. And boy, what a relief. Whew. If you haven't ever been sung to death, what a relief. Wow, we just excelled and went forward. Glory to God, I quit playing and singing so much. Woo. But then when I begin to discover the love of God, there's a corridor with many doors that have been added to my life. Meditation, I learned how to do that. Fasting, I resisted in how to do that. But I did it. So each door, praying in the Holy Ghost, dropped me off there. And I got to add that to the concrete of my foundation, see. So I was praying in tongues and I come to love. And then I've exhorted on this before, but I need it for the foundation now. I got to the door that said love, and oh boy, this is going to be great. And Holy Ghost prayed and went in, and I got a general understanding of it. It was really good, and came back out, and that was added. But when I came to the last door and found out it was love, then, way back when, I walked through that first one, I found out he only gave me as much as he could. I probably would have went Carlton. Because all I could see was, I said, love. And to go Carlton would be to go all inclusive and there is no hell. I tried to come up with, you know, lots of things about hell. I'm thinking, well, maybe a fire is the only thing that can hold a spirit. You know, angels, fallen man. Maybe it's just like glass or something. They can't get through it. I was trying. So I came out of that love. And then I think they was fasting, something like that between then when he said, this kind cometh not by fast, but by fasting prayer. There's some more. Gary hated every eating season, which is Thanksgiving, Christmas, all those. Because that's when I chose to preach on the fasting and then fast. He didn't like it. Year after year, I tell you, he added the fasting to a foundation. So, I got down the road, and there was the big safe door. Great big one that has a turn on it. And you get in, but it was cracked and light was shining out all over. And what happened to me in Bronx Church. I don't know, I went in a room to wait, a place to wait, pray to come out for the meeting, wasn't it?
Not my office.
It was your office? I was out of it. I mean, not your office. I stepped on something like it, looked on fire, glowed, and I stepped on it, and it came all over me. First of all, the fear all went somewhere. Absolutely, no fear. To what degree? Absolutely none. To what degree? What did I do last time? A skinny wallet because it's empty? What's going to happen when I let go of this? Are you sure? You got it right? Well, I'm going to do it again. What's it going to do? Have you ever doubted the law of gravity? Let me do it again. Are you sure it's going to work this time, the law of gravity? You sure? When I put my foot there, the figure 300 comes to me. It's where they put the kids. They can't take care of themselves, or the parent can't quite take care of them because of medication and stuff. Twisted, blind, deaf and dumb. For some reason, the figure 300 come to me. When I stood on that, you know what happened? I had no fear. Do you know the difference? What happened to this wallet has happened to the hospital. I wasn't going there to pray for them. I've already done the praying. I was going there to empty it. How do you know? I was going there to empty it. Now, that seems impossible, yet he said all things are possible to him that believeth. All things. Well, what do you think would be the effect on the towns they came from? If that was your son, you lived next door to me because it was more convenient because of our kids. All warped and bad and don't know nothing hardly, just that living in that body that's got him chained. There's a live spirit in there. And I look over there and I see you playing basketball with your son. I'm going to run over there. I'm going to say, what happened? You see, that guy prayed for him, you know. One of those healers, we used to call them that, prayed for my son. And the rest of them in the hospital and got emptied out. I said, mine wasn't there. Where is he? Oh, he's left town now. What's his name? What did he look like? Which direction did he go? Because I will track him down. I will. No fear. When I was praying and praying for this, if you wanted to go over there, you could, but he preached on the gifts of healings and workings and miracles. He went down the list. The gifts of healings was plural. Now, gifts of healing is plural. There's more than one kind. We always tie that together with physical. You know, I have something wrong I need to be healed from. And we're still wearing these bodies. Won't be long. But it kept, and so I preached on it a little bit one time in the past, but it's been coming back and coming back and coming back and won't leave me alone. And this gifts of healings, it entails much more than just the physical body. In the gifts of healing, used to, they'd call them generational curses and all that kind of thing going on to the next generation. Handing down, all those things get broke and all of that. But this healing, sometimes somebody will get hurt real bad. They don't know how to come out of it. They don't know how to give themselves over, develop the love of God to get healed. Sometimes it's hard to get healed inside. In your emotions and different things that play out into your flesh, it's as hard as sometimes getting healed as getting out of a wheelchair. And I was asking him, what are you trying to show me? And this is what it was. He said, gifts of healings is plural because I just don't heal the body. Miracles include that plus everything else. Walking on water, you know. Healings is plural. Why? Because it extends much further than the physical body. Some of those things on the inside of a person that just, you know, they seem kind of, they mess your life up. Sometimes people are angry. They don't know why. Sometimes this happened, that happened. Even though we have a new nature and our spirit is seated with Him in heavenly places where the position He gave your body was if Christ be in you, the body's dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. My spirit is seated with Him. My body's been declared dead because of sin, which means it doesn't care. I don't care what kind of sin comes your way. I don't care what kind of disease comes your way. That body has not got the right to reign over with either one. Doesn't have a right. And I'm not going to let it. I said, you mean these? Then he told me about a time. I said, ORU, and thinking it was over, and we were leaving. And I looked around the wall, and I saw a whole lot of people. And I said, I got into the spirit for some reason. And he says, God's going to heal these people. He says, the ones that stayed at home. That's who He's going to heal, the person that stayed at home. Meaning, when you get ready to go to church, you send a nice half of yourself to church. And he said, I'm going to heal the one that stays home. You mean, yes. I said, that's a healing. And that was years ago. Now, finally, I'm beginning to understand it and the manifestation that God wants for it, for the people to be truly, truly free. Said, you're going to heal the guy that stays at home? Yeah, you know, when you're with them, you know, they're walking along with their wife. Oh, Tootsie, hold my hand, don't you? Later at home, boy, I can tell you, that's really stupid for you to get us on the wrong path. What's the matter with you? Do you got any sense at all? That's the guy that needs healed at home. How about the guy that goes to church? Come on, sweetie pie, sit right here by me. You know who God fellowships with? The one at home. Well, you know, for Him to show me this stuff, it's good. But then what does He want? You know how powerful His grace is? My God, you can't earn it. You didn't merit it. You didn't deserve it. You know how powerful His grace is? All I needed to know is that grace I'll heal a broken heart as fast as it'll heal a broken knee. Used to, I'd pray really physical, but the other I lacked in. I thought, you'll just have to learn how to work that out yourself. Yeah, with Him holding your hand. Yes. Well, finding this out then, I found out that He's got a grace. You were molested, you were mistreated, this and that, and it took root in your outer man and your nightmares and stuff like that over that kind of thing. I got some good news for you. There's a devil connected, He'll get rid of him. If it's a healing you need, it'll all go away. You'll wake up refreshed. Why? Because healings is plural. It goes much farther than the physical man. And he died for that. Surely he's borne my sicknesses, carried my pain. We esteem him smitten, stricken of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquity, and the chastisement for my lack of peace was laid on him. I'm not going to walk out worried about anything. I said, well, you know the workings of miracles. And I was wondering the difference between workings of miracles and gifts of healing. I wondered the difference. I thought maybe miracle was to transport me to islands and stuff. I don't think I've made one trip yet. I'm getting old. I'm like that guy that told that story on a man marooned on an island for 50 years or something. 40 maybe. And that guy came and they found him finally. He said, "What? How'd you keep busy? I built myself a house." "That house right there?" "Whoa." He said, "What's that over there?" "Oh, I built myself a church. That's where I go to church." "Oh, hey, there's another building over there. Look, what is that?" "Oh, that's the church I used to go to." Marooned by himself. Got in a fight with himself, I think, and had to move, quit the church. Come on. He said, "Desire earnestly the best gifts, then I'll show you a more excellent way." And the more excellent way would go after the love of God with the same tenacity you would like to be known for his power. Go after it. It's the long cut. It's the shortcut. Hallelujah, Jesus. So how do you know that he's going to heal people? How do I know? Because we have a week for you to test it. We'll watch you specially during the offering. Aren't we gullible little creatures, you know? Gullible little things. I'm what it's about. That preacher's what it's about. He needs $1 million. And I need $1 million. So we'll give him the million and you'll give us our million. But, you know, you can call one of them up and say, "Look, I got a solution for you. You know, $1,000 that the people send, they'll get 100-fold return." "Yeah. Won't you send me yours and then you'll get the 100-fold. Yes, go ahead, go in there, say, come on. Well, first of all, let's see how good he works on pain. You know, I have pain. What kind? Physical. You got pain in your body right now. You don't want to sit through this whole conference with pain, do you? What kind of conference was it? Well, the people got healed in it. What, how about you? I had pain through the whole thing. I don't think so. Isn't God glorious? I could have went verse for verse, but they bet on me. He's not going to go back and open it up. Just quote. How many believe he's going to do something? We start with physical pain. Stand up where you're at. I got physical pain. I was healed of a tilted vertebrae, a growth on my side, blood in my urine. Got healed of my back in Texas. I had an airplane. But I couldn't get in it hardly. When a vertebrae tilts, boy, you are pushing on the spine. You are. It hurt. I couldn't even hardly get up off the floor. I was praying. I'm laying on a hotel floor praying for the meeting. And I'm going to drag myself up in a chair. Try to get it in. And I was worshiping for healing and things. I land. When I moved my foot, it didn't hurt. Moved my leg, it didn't hurt. Rolled over on my knees and jumped up, and that was the last time I even had a flash from that area. A week or two later, in the middle of a step, right in the middle of a step, this one left. Just left. I haven't had anything since. Not even headaches. What'd you do? Oh, I called myself healed till I ended up believing it. It wasn't his problem. You can't. How come you can read a paragraph and can't quote it back to me unless you got a photographic memory? But you read it 15, 16 times, you can quote it back. What happened? What changed in there? What happened the 50th time you backed the disease down, wouldn't yield, and called yourself healed? Same thing. You're going to end up believing it somewhere. He's your Father. He's your Father. Were you hurt, Jim? Can I ask? Can I do the old-timey on you?
Yeah.
Raise them up. I like Alan's exhortation on it. Well, you can feel how bad you are. I couldn't even pick you up with that arm. Are you ready?
Ready.
Did you know you got a little curvature?
Yeah.
You do know that? Or do you know that now?
No, for years.
You knew it for years. That you're going to be a little taller. I know you won't mind that. Because this one's going to go higher and the other one will catch up. You know. Ready? Father in Jesus. Oops. Oh, well, now get this one up there. I don't think you can do it, can you? Oh, look at that. Now you're lopsided on the other. You're taller. Hey.
I'll take it.
What is this? Now you're going to be at least a quarter of an inch taller. You ready? Jesus. Thank you. Da, 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 da. Oh, get you a couple of airplanes, fly them all over the ocean.
Hallelujah.
And I'm only 70. You know you're good. Good if you can get a preacher healed. Isn't that true? Homer, what was it? Homer? He was blind and he couldn't read a sign like Tulsa and Jesus and all that. And I standing by, my Lord said, touch his eyelids and call him healed. And I said, You're healed. And he was the one that was shocked. He opened his eyes. A preacher gets shocked over me. He opened his eyes and goes, I don't know if he said this exactly, but the expression was, oh my God. He could see the sign in football. He didn't have to call the calls for him to be the little leaguers. He could see it on his own. He walked away healed. Still healed. If he read the hind end right off of a bicycle. I thought so. So what's your chances? Huh? Get ready. Just kind of close your eyes and just lift those palms up towards the one we give all the glory to. He's the one that died under the penalty of what you have. Surely he's borne my sickness. He carried my pains. They were loaded on his back. And he died under the penalty of them. I already died of every disease the devil could ever invent when I died with him. Devil's got a problem. I rose with him too. Yeah, could I shake you? I've been born again. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command every pain-causing disorder to stop. You be healed in pain. You leave now. Now. In Jesus' name. We're free. We're free. I pray it in tongues is so good. Free. All right, test yourself out. Twist, gouge, pull, bend. Pull the person's hair in front of you while you're sitting down. Check yourself out. This is what you get when you have Arnold Schwarzenegger's body. Just, you know, it's like that, you know. You have humor, Brother Roberson, yes. But it isn't the kind that takes away from the service. Check yourself out. Your pain left your body. Whoa. Somebody just got theirs then. The pain left your body then. Stand back up. Pain stopped. Stand up. This is a good harvest. See? This is a good harvest. You may be seated. If you'd heal that many from a physical pain that you know was there and can know is gone. You seen him heal a preacher. I don't just mean a preacher. He can teach you the hind leg right off of a dog. If you have what we were talking about today, if you have unusual anger, it almost controls you in that. It's usually got a basis somewhere. But healings was plural because he don't just stop with your body. Even though you got born again, that old man, the ugly man, killed your dog and killed the puppies right in front of you. You just can't forget it, you know. I just thought I'd paint a picture. I still cry when I remember that. I lost my child. I had the fight when my sons, two of them went home. But one thing I know where they're at. I'll see them again about 30 years. Well, if I follow Moses' example, it'd be 50 years. Did you know people live that long, our century? They found a bunch up in the mountains. And the 100-year-old man pinched the filming woman. He was 100, and she is just filming the documentary. And he pinched her. That's what they said when they. I don't know why. He was 100, and there were some up there that were 120. They give reasons. But I'll give you a real good one. Quit worrying. Take Paul's example when he finally found out that his grace really was sufficient. I would rather therefore glorify God in distresses, perplexities, and necessities, because when he's stripping me of things in the natural and I'm the weakest, I come out the strongest, because I cannot be bothered with trivials. God is my Father. I am not going to worry. So, if you have one of those hurts or something and you need to be healed, His power is here for that. Actually, He would do it while you were standing out there, but sometimes people need a touch. But if you want to come up front here, that there's something, you know, it's something needs to be healed from your past or that abused, I don't know. Something that has a drastic effect on the flesh, and then a world full of churches that don't believe in speaking in tongues. Combination works pretty good together. What did Jesus say? He, the Holy Spirit, shall receive of mine. He'll show it to you. Then He goes on to show you how you can turn that on anytime you want, as long as you want, and He'll give you all He has. He made it your choice. You go have a really good time of fellowship and come back at 6 tonight, and we'll tear the devil up again. Amen. You be blessed. You may go. Accept the people at once prayer. Get on the green line. God overrode a lot of things to heal some of you. That's why I have to say what I'm saying now. It'd be good for you if you hate somebody or are holding some aught to let it go. It'd be good for you to do that. The thing he listed that hindered prayer, when you stand praying, if you remember, you just stop. You might as well just stop. You got out against somebody and you're in the middle of a prayer. Said, you might as well just stop and go make it right. You give your 100-fold, you're looking for 1,000,000, 100,000. He said, and you're holding on. You might as well just put it back in your pocket until you fix it. Now, He tries to baby you out of that growing up. We need to learn. Eventually we become accountable. You really want answered prayers? Then remember, you're on this planet. God was put in a place that's unmentionable. I mean, you couldn't even believe when He said you'd die, and they died. There was no, He cannot lie. There was no way. So He had to look ahead 4,000 years and have His Son die so they can charge things to the cross. Matchless sacrifices, and millions of pounds of blood, gallons, just blood off the, just to open the curtain enough that this old sinner somewhere along the way wants to find God, can talk to Him even. He did all that just for you to stay in communion. He looked at His family and He said, I have to leave them here. But God, And he hopes that we bring people home with us. He's got no other way to get them. If you come by force, this page in history would be wiped out. Coming by force and kicked on you a while and broke your jaw, said, "You will serve him. You'll serve me," and snap, break, crack. He couldn't trust you. You're his son, and the only thing he wants for you is eternity. He wants to know when you raise your hands up and tell him you love him, is it really you? You say, "But he's God." Yeah, and you don't know much about him. I don't either. Who does? He came from nowhere. He always was. We wasn't, and now we are. We're his sons and daughters in fellowship forever. Do you love him? You need to tell him. Do you love people? Work on it.